You get us some beer, Pimple, now.
You shut your mouth. Arya tried to think what Syrio would have done. She drew her wooden practice sword.
Come closer, Rorg said. I'll shove that stick up your bungo and fuck you bloody.
Fear cuts deeper than swords. Arya made herself approach the wagon. Every step was harder than the one before. Fierce as a wolverine, calm as still water. The words sang in her head. Syrio would not have been afraid. She was almost close enough to touch the wheel when Biter lurched to his feet and grabbed for her, his irons clanking and rattling. The manacles brought his hands up short, half a foot from her face. He hissed. She hit him, hard, right between his little eyes. Screaming, Biter reeled back and then threw all his weight against his chains. The link slithered and turned and grew taut, and Arya heard the creak of old dry wood as the great iron rings strained against the floorboards of the wagon. Huge, pale hands groped for her, while veins bulged along Biter's arms. But the bonds held, and finally the man collapsed backward. Blood ran from the weeping sores on his cheeks. A boy has more courage than sense, the one who named himself Jaqen H'ghar observed.